Richard Seek from Blairstown, Iowa.
Richard Seek, what brings you to the Genuity River Rumble?
Just wanted to watch a bass weigh-in tournament, I guess. We've been watching it on TV and decided to go see one.
We were talking about your crops up near, you're not too far west of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. How are they doing?
Corn especially is very good, looks as good as could possibly be, and the beans, some of them are a little behind because we never got them planted as early as some years, but much better than a year ago when we were flooded out so bad.
What do you attribute all of this to?
We never really had any excessive rains or flooding or torrential downpours to cause any bad wash or anything this year. Just had enough rain to get everything growing right as far as good stands and everything.
And so far, it looks like it's going to be a good year.
Yeah, very, very good. And last year also turned out to be a good year, even though it didn't look like it was going to in the spring and early summer. But we had a good crop last year also.
You had to drive over 100 miles to get here. Do you take an interest in the fishing?
Yeah, we go to Canada every year for about a 12-day trip, but don't do any bass fishing, walleye and northern up there, and we just watch these bass tournaments on TV, and being it rained last night, we just thought we'd come down for the day.
What's your impression of it so far?
Well, it looks good. I kind of more interested in the weigh-in than anything else, I guess, but was very interested in the technology that they had in the Genuity booth here today when we watched the film and in the lab.
What do you think of that? How far this has come?
I had no idea how they got the traits into kernels of corn, I guess. I thought it was just more of, wasn't quite as advanced as what he explained to us, you know, and sounds like there's a lot newer things going to be happening in the near future also.